is Robert Vandier, and I have the huge privilege of being the executive director and CEO here at the Wallace Annenberg Center for Performance. Look at all those things. Thank you so much for joining us. This is an incredible journey. I have the great privilege of being a part of a lot of great art making. We present theater, music, dance, film, and family. We have a journey for everybody. And this is very personal because I feel like I've grown up with Lucas. I've been on a journey over these three nights.
over the next, well, not tomorrow, tomorrow's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. And certainly feels like a Halloween this year. Halloween month. And anyways. Okay. But I've been doing a lot of work. And I was recently in New York for a week at the Carlisle Hotel. Where I did the songs for my musical opening night. And then this week here, I'm here doing the retrospective. And so I've been a very busy boy. And I actually, this show, I didn't want to do again.
Thank you.
Because I did it once before in Paris. We did it in Paris at the Cité de la Musique. It was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed doing it very much. But it's a lot of work. It's a heavy lift, as they say. But I did say, afterwards, I said, you know, the only place I would do it is in Los Angeles.
They are not here with me. I could be
I do need the penis mic now, actually.
We all do.
Because I'm going to play this song on a guitar that, okay, this is actually kind of a magical moment. Yes, see, okay. This guitar, okay. This is, okay. First of all, Josh Neese on guitar and David on piano. Playing all the parts. And sounding gorgeous. No, but this is a very special thing, this guitar, because this was my mother's guitar, Kate McGarry. And I haven't played it at all in public since she passed away. She died about 15 years ago, and I was realizing today during sound check that I haven't changed the strings, so she actually played on these strings, which is kind of nice. So we're gonna do a song here called Barcelona, which she loved very much. A guy actually who helped me, who co-wrote the second song we wrote tonight, Shadows, his name is Alex Gifford, and he was in that band, The Colorheads, from the 90s. We wrote a couple of songs together. We were very good friends, and we had a pretty crazy time. It's all going to be in the movie. So this is a song that we wrote together called In With The Ladies, which is, I think it was a B-side. It wasn't actually on a record, or it was a bonus track or something, but it's a fun song to sing, and it's very, for people who know me well, it's very truthful. I am very much in with the ladies, so the ladies like me. Here's the ladies. Here's the ladies. Unusual. And I think my main sort of emblem of that was that I was and still am kind of a ravenous opera fanatic. And this was a song for my first record, which addresses that condition.
You walk along like you
Okay. Yeah, you know, okay, I'm here to have fun. This is fun, right? This is supposed to be fun. That's how I'm treating it, that's how I want to experience it, and, God damn it. That's what's going to happen. Oh, and I have to play piano. God, here we go. This song is about River Phoenix. Who I never met. I do know his family quite well, but I never met him, unfortunately.
So goes one more away from
about him, having only met him once, so yeah, here we go. fun as any there. Well, but I did write it when I was a kid, this next song. I wrote it when I was very, very young, I think before I made my first record, and it made it, we later made it on a, some B-side somewhere, and it's about, it's, I don't know, but what I'm trying to say is that, in terms of, it's quite touching to sing songs from that era, because some of the lyrics are pretty bad, but in a cute way. You just write certain things that you would never, like, whatever, you would never do once you've been beaten down by the world. So there's something beautiful about them, because they're just plainly innocent, shall we say. So this, and this one has a bit of that. Me trying to sound, like, really smart and stuff. So here we go.
A bit of you is the only drug I must abuse. A bit of you is the only substance I cannot refuse when I walk on the spring. Beneath the stink, a bit of you is all I smell. Upon the shelf, a bit of you I ask they sell.
Infected harbor. So,
we have a lot of merch to sell. And most importantly, though, our office, the Rufus Wainwright office, is in Rufus Wainwright's home. And there is a car in the garage and lots of merch there too. I'm having trouble getting to the car and I don't want to, you know, have an accident, or I don't want any like merch to fall on Viva, our daughter, so we really please buy merch. We have amazing stuff here. Vinyl, we have vinyl of CDs, vinyl and CDs of Road Trip Elegies, and also Northern Stars, which are albums that are only available here tonight. We don't sell them anywhere else because it's come to that, because nobody's buying anything anyway, so to sell them here. So yes, you can, and it's in French. Okay. T-shirts to unfollow the rules out of the game. And the T-shirt original, the one, for the events, and I need to have the one. Did you get that? There's one, and one. And T-shirts. So yes, please buy the merch. It's like a hazard. So, okay. Next song is, here we go. Okay, this song I wrote about Montreal, my hometown. Yes, Montreal, which is a place I dearly, dearly love and also incredibly hate. It can get to me so badly, and then I miss it terribly as well. So it's an interesting relationship that I have. So then this one is a little bit, this song is a little bit more on the negative side. Yeah, I was like, okay, you want me to kind of bitch a little bit about Montreal?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I love it up there. I mean, my sister Martha, the great Martha Wainwright, lives there. My aunt Anna is there. It's that hometown thing, though. It really can get to you. And they called me up at one point and they said, we are, you know, my mother was Kate McGarrigle, and McGarrigle's sister Martha Wainwright. There's a lot of songs, my songs, really, from there. And they said this, who called me up and they said, and it was the French did this, where they said, you know, we decided to make this time capsule of the, it was something like the 50 greatest songs of Quebec, the 50 greatest songs, and we'd like you to write something about Hallelujah. And I was like, well, does this already my song? My sister's songs, and I would have been fine with that. Like, I would have been like, okay, you know, I'm used to it, I'm abused and stuff. But then I was like, are there any Kate and Anna McGarrigle songs? And there was none of those either. I was like, what is this fucking list? So anyways, I didn't do that, I didn't do it. Heart Like a Wheel? No, sorry, I didn't make the cut. In Quebec. Make the Quebec cut. So here we go.
Don't even exist.
Yeah, I need you to buy merch because I also need a, obviously I need a guitar tech. Maybe a wardrobe or something? How do you like our working outfits that you can today? And also,
down.
Yes, this song is called Between My Legs, speaking of
people.
And, we actually had an amazing Halloween party a few days ago. And the theme was Thomas Mann meets Tom of Finland. Lots going on between the legs. I'm gonna put this in. Oh, look out. Okay. And, okay. Ready? Okay. One, two. I haven't played this song for 10 hours. So, guys, we did the nightmare, and you're like, yeah. And I have to play this song.
I miss you.
I wrote this on acid on Yoko Ono's farm. About a week after 9/11, it was a pretty heady time. And, it's called Beautiful Child.
Landed in Berlin.
To say that's easy,
And I'm going to have some special thank yous now to Thierry Tifa and to Joy Amaro, who did the video, and Olivier, and Olivier Simola for video editing, and also, okay, Josh Dees on guitar, everybody. And Jacob Mann on keyboard and piano. And I'd also like to thank my dear husband, Jorn, who worked for us. And Nick and Ryan, who we work with. So, yeah. We're almost there.
Someone that will be drunk and wearing flip-flops.
But not the one they think. That one needs a little rest.
I don't need to suggest that I love you.